I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. He's usually on the show on Tuesday. It's the afternoon J-U-B. I don't know what you've heard about G, but he's with the Sweet Spot 1 to 3. He got a finger up his booty. It's the afternoon J-U-B.
Weird.
236 on the Sweet Spot. And that theme song means one thing and one thing only. It's time to talk to a Texas Radio Hall of Famer, one-third of the Morning Musers, the Marconi winner, and the co-host of The Musers, the podcast. It is George Dunham. Hi, George. Happy Wednesday.
Hey, Sweet Spot. Thanks for rearranging your Sweet Spot schedule.
It's okay, and I guess the intro said that you got a finger somewhere, so hopefully that went okay yesterday.
Just for fun.
Oh, all good. All good. I didn't have to do that.
Too many okay, frozen good. Awesomes. I think that's after five margaritas in the song.
You know, I think we've talked about that before. You guys are getting to the... Sean, I guess, is. I don't know about Mino Mino.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to the doctor, you have to... By the way too much paperwork. They I've answered those questions... Either once a year or twice a year.
Huh.
You know what I mean?
I mean, I'm on file, so I don't have to do paperwork every time I go in. I go in about 2-3 times a year. So luckily, I don't have to do that at my place. But I recently had to do that once we swapped insurance, as you probably
oh, yeah.
are all familiar
oh, okay.
with.
Maybe that's why I had to do it again this time.
And I was at the doctor's office this morning getting the annual physical. And you're right, George.
Thumb up?
No thumb up yet, but I am going to have to get a colonoscopy later this year.
Yeah.
So that doesn't seem like a fun time.
Yeah, those aren't fun. But on that questionnaire, you know, it's like... So, do you drink, do you smoke? Okay, well,
yep.
I have like 4 cigars a year, so what do you answer?
You just say no.
You can say no, yeah.
That's what I said.
Yes, unless it's like a
361 days out of the year, I don't smoke, but I'll, you know, maybe 3-4 times a year, I'll enjoy a nice cigar. Okay, do you drink alcohol? Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you put? I said yes, and they say, how many drinks per week? Well, some weeks that's 0. Some weeks it's in the 20s. I don't know.
Then you just...
I have no idea.
You do the average and say 10.
Yeah, you could just... whatever's moderate.
Right,
so
does it
actually give you a number, or do you have to write a number, or can you just be like, yeah, I'll just drink in moderation, like a normal
like
person?
How many times a week... And that one's kind of tough. And then how many drinks? I don't know. It depends on when you catch me, you know?
Yeah.
If it's a good night.
Yeah.
Maybe more than 2. I don't know.
And if you lie and you're just like, yeah, I'll have a drink or 2 a week.
Whoa.
Are they going to, like, hold you liable for something? Like, are they going to...
I don't know.
Are they going to give you a ticket?
No.
I feel like I'm being judged every time I fill out paperwork.
Well, you're being judged, paperwork or no, because, you know.
Yeah, it'll show up, and maybe that's an easy thing. If your blood work comes back and they go, have you been drinking a lot of alcohol? Well, what do you mean by a lot?
Speaking of that, I had to do blood work last week. My results came back better than normal because I went a whole dry January. So they're like, man, your liver enzymes are doing much better. I'm like, well.
Yeah, well, you've just been a nerd for
being
the past
attacked.
Month.
Exactly.
They weren't under siege like they were last
exactly,
year.
Exactly, yeah. I gave it a month off. Thank you, Doc.
Well, no, it's no laughing matter. We should take better care of ourselves, and we should drink and smoke less and all that.
Indeed.
And have a real boring life.
We should be boring.
Indeed.
And speaking of excitement, I don't know how much of the Olympics you've been watching, George, how much non-hockey, but I turned on NBC late last night, and this was probably after you went to bed,
yeah.
And I discovered the biathlon. Now, I don't know how familiar you are with this. And
that's
I was,
where you ski and shoot, right?
Dude. So I thought it was, and I just, you know, turned the channel on, and I thought it was just cross-country skiing. And you saw the rifle, like, on their back, but I thought it was just, like, extra poles that they had in case one broke. And then
they just start shooting.
Yeah. I'm like, this is... I don't know who came up with this.
Still
this is crazy.
Yeah.
I guess it's based on a, I guess a unit that used to, was it World War One and World War Two?
Maybe.
For let's say yes.
Yeah.
It started in the Cold War. No, it started on one of those wars.
Pretty sure I'm right about it.
No.
Yeah, there was some wars in the Alps, right?
Yeah, and okay. I think that's where it started, and then it's like, oh, hey, let's see who can do that the fastest and the most accurate.
And
we'll...
they go so hard up the mountain, and they're just so out of breath, but they have to, like, almost hold their breath while they're shooting because they're panting so much. And by the time they finish, they're done.
Yeah.
They are absolutely gassed, like they just ran a marathon.
Do you think they ever miss a shot and, like, all of a sudden someone's hot chocolate explodes a mile away?
Yeah. I was worried, like, are they just, like, skiing and then their gun just, they forget to put the safety on and then the gun just goes off while it's on their back?
They plaque
like,
oh, no. Themselves?
Yeah.
A big goose drops out of the sky?
Yeah, I think the bullets are more like pellets, but...
They have a Randy Johnson incident.
They don't have 44 Magnum rounds in there?
A bird just flies by.
Oh, damn it, put my buckshot in there again. God.
Has that ever happened in the biathlon where, a guy shoots and a pigeon all of a sudden just drops about halfway there?
I mean, I'd say
wow, what are the odds?
I'd say it's very unlikely, but Randy Johnson did it in a baseball game.
Yeah,
so
with a gun.
They knew, that is what they did, though. They were like, you know what? Let's just take a pretty cool sport and add shooting.
Yeah.
Let's just take a
pretty boring sport. Like, I don't know if you just sit around and watch cross country
right.
skiing.
Cross country
skiing
is pretty boring to watch. I give them credit, but man, it's hard to watch.
Guns to figure skating, though.
Yeah,
that'd be
that's
awesome.
What I'm saying, right in the middle of curling. And it's going down there, you just fire off rounds into the crowd.
Curling is on all day, every day. If you added guns to it, I would watch that.
With figure skating, she's doing a triple toe loop, and she's got a
couple AK-47
Uzis. Hitting targets as she's spraying mid-twirl.
Be like Yosemite Sam as she does the triple axle.
They have to resurface the ice every time. They're like, God damn it.
Woo, it's a triple axle.
Or just...
Boy, what a way to get the world to hate America even more. We just keep adding more guns to our sports.
Okay, here comes the Yosemite Sam triple axel.
Yes.
And after the triple touch knock 'em nuts.
You can add it to the fun sports, too. Add it to hockey. If it goes to a shootout, you go to a literal shootout.
That's
you
got
to do a duel.
Shoot targets.
Yeah. You have Macklin Celebrini just taking target practice.
I don't know.
See, we have ideas
here. I think the Olympics, are we about done with this thing? I mean, 10 days is enough,
what do you
right?
mean about done? It's done at the end of the week.
I need more biathlon.
Yeah, this may be 3 or 4 days too long. We could probably wrap this up in 9 days,
hockey.
Right?
Make it a weekend.
Yeah, the hockey, yeah. I'm looking forward to that.
Our American men and the Swedes are scoreless through one, so.
I'm with you, though. Let's just make it Olympic weekend. Like the All-Star weekend.
Oh, right. Yeah, how about that? Let's just jam. I mean, it'd be action-packed, like 3 days worth.
I think you could improve the NBA All-Star weekend by having the NBA All-Stars and Rising Stars compete in Winter Olympic activities.
You think the NBA All-Star Village is like the Olympic Village?
Just running out of condoms.
Out of rubbers.
Jokic and Wimby.
Maybe.
Yeah, if we can do ticket stock in 2 days, they should be able to do the Winter Olympics in 2 days.
The most athletic thing we do, though, is watch people fly drones. Like, we don't do anything of athletic value.
Well, we could have a relay race. The wise man once said
the world's slowest.
Yes. That builds excitement. It does. Was it how long ago was it when I tried to fly the drone at ticket stock and almost killed
2 years ago?
A couple years ago, yeah. The drone guy's out there every year, and he lets us. It's always fun.
Okay.
And we're terrible at it.
And you just, like, destroy a $400 drone.
Pop right into the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Oops, sorry.
Ham says you did Brian Anger spunt last year crowd.
That's true. Yeah. Yeah, doll kicking. That could be an Olympic sport.
Speaking of spunt.
With guns.
We had a rent-free, I think it was last week, maybe. Mm-hmm. Where this dude,
F-R-E-E, that spells free.
This dude accuses Corby of never actually ordering a George doll. He just went the cheap route and got spunt. And we've never seen
conspiracy.
George. We've never seen George doll anywhere. And honestly, if we had a 3-foot Jub doll, we would use that in some other capacity.
Oh, yeah, we could have repurposed that for sure. Gordon, I'm sure, would have had plenty of ideas for it.
Yeah, we need to find out what
happened. That's been my favorite part of the Olympics is the drone camera angle. To me, that's been the best part.
Like down the skeleton track.
Those guys are incredible.
Yeah, it's awesome.
And speaking of rent-free, I don't know if you heard our last segment, but we had someone write in saying that there is a misheard lyric in the ticket stock promo this year.
Okay, I just heard the end of it. I heard the overcusser. I didn't hear what happened before.
So this P1 thinks you say F ticket stock. And okay. I don't think you meant to say. We have the example here, right?
We do.
Let's try to hear F ticket stock.
At the Plano Event Center this Saturday. Brought to you by
It's four.
It's clearly four ticket stock.
But if you tell your brain.
Hold on. What about this one?
At the Plano Event Center this Saturday. Brought to you by Chiloso Mexican Bistro.
Okay.
Okay, I can kind of hear it there, yeah.
Let's make that the official promo with the beep in it.
No, we don't.
Whoa.
George writes a song to never do it again.
Is that driving everybody crazy yet? In other words, just a
It's honestly not.
From... Yeah,
it's not compared to some years.
It's way better. And we didn't ruin a song we originally like. That's what that's the best part of it.
Okay, that's what I like to hear. Yeah. Well, I had fun doing it. I think it turned out okay, and no, I don't say F ticket stock.
Good. We like ticket stock.
Or maybe that's just another station event we're going to put on. We're just going to call it F ticket stock.
That'll be our
Olympic
Village.
Verb. Yeah.
Just an orgy.
I got an idea for ticket stock. Oh. Let's call it
F stock.
Oh, man.
Ticket stock.
George.
Whoa.
This station's been so good to you over these decades.
No.
How can you say that?
Oh, I could never say that about ticket stock. I can't wait. It's going to be great.
You feeling good about your time waster stuff?
Yeah. Yeah. In fact, my little band, my little side project of Camille and Matt and Bobby Duncan and Shay Taylor are going to perform F ticket stock as the first song.
Can you please say that during the live performance?
Okay, one of them we may put it in there. Yeah.
Okay. Like, be like the Dan band or was like, what did he say?
Did he say what I think he said? No.
And I'm also, I'm seeing Saturday, I teased this earlier, it's going to be 2:50 Saturday. We're going to have a Saturday edition of Afternoon Jub where it is Giorgio, Sean, Monzo, and me. We need to think of, maybe we can have a Frozen Awesome segment or something, you know?
I mean, maybe it's
the weekend.
I don't know.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
And we have to find Justin. We have to find Justin a little person.
We'll do the same amount of prep for that segment as we do this one every week.
Man, I think we've accomplished a lot today.
We came up with a new name for ticket stock, a new Olympic event or five. Yeah, it's great.
We fixed ice skating.
Yeah.
Just add fixed ice skating.
Your butt's okay.
You can only do so much in one day.
Yeah, we know George's backside is secure for now.
Yeah, it's all good.
Well, let's hang out this weekend. We'll be at Ticket
Stock.
We'll hang out Friday, and we'll do some Afternoon Jub on Saturday also. Let's party.
Let's have so much fun at Ticket Stock that we just have to pause the next time we do paperwork at the doctor.
Yes, sir. All right. All right, Giorgio, we'll see you at F Ticket Stock this weekend.
All right, see you, boys.